It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's Friday the 13th of November, and our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can call us with your questions and answers. You can email them to us. You can even tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter with your questions and answers. And that's where we start today with a tweet from Joe, who sent a picture. He says, hey, Jeff, I saw this on Riverfront Boulevard in Dallas at Mama's Daughter's. Did she say yes? And the picture is a picture of Mama's Daughter's on Riverfront, the diner, with a sign on top that says, Ashley, will you marry? I'm assuming it says me at the bottom, but it just says, Ashley, will you marry? Does anybody know if Ashley said yes? And we got a couple of emails, too. this is from Will. He says, I've been listening for a long time, and I'm curious if any of your audience has suggestions on the best barbecue in the Dallas, and I'm going to broaden this, Fort Worth area. Will is looking for a few recommendations, and as our producer Stephen Becker said, this might take up the whole show, but, you know, that's what we do the show for. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. We have this question from Higgins, who writes, when I hear the owls caterwauling at night near TCU in Fort Worth, what species of owl am I hearing? Well, if you have an idea on that, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start on the phones today with Bruce in Grand Prairie. Hello, Bruce.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just had a question. Does anyone know how to go about finding a good fiduciary in terms of being able to help answer questions about taxes, investments, things of that nature? How would I go about finding that? Thanks.
Great. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Greg tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and he says, the owls around TCU tend to be eastern screech owls. And when I saw this question come in, I pulled up my Merlin bird identification app from Cornell Department of Ornithology, and looked up the eastern screech owl. And this is the we've had this in our neighborhood in East Dallas too. This is the sound that I'm most familiar with from the eastern screech owl. So if that's the sound you're hearing over at TCU, then it probably is the eastern screech owl. And this, thanks to the folks at the Cornell lab for, this is an amazing little tool here, the Merlin bird app. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to Rhonda in North Richland Hills. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I am a big fan of yours, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
But I just wanted to give you an answer to the person who asked the question about the best barbecue, and definitely, hands down, is Lockhart Smokehouse, which is in Dallas, mm-hmm. 400 West Davis Street.
In the Bishop Arts area there in Oak Cliff.
Yep. Yeah, Oak Cliff,
great.
Definitely.
Rhonda, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. All bye-bye.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. We got emails on this. Debbie says, we did a blind test between several barbecues, including Dickie's, Pecan Lodge, and Slow Bone. And according to Debbie, Slow Bone won. Let's see. We got an email from Kasem in Frisco who says, Hutchins in Frisco or McKinney are really, really good. Hutchins Barbecue. So a couple of votes there. I'm sure we'll get many, many more. Mara votes for Pecan Lodge via anything@kera.org, and we'll get a couple more calls here shortly. We had this question last week about, we just got the question about the fiduciary tax attorney. We got a question last week about low-cost wills. And Larry in Fort Worth says a simple will should not be all that expensive. It's always better to use a lawyer for a will. Larry says, shop around. Remember, no one with any expertise is going to take a hard look at your homemade will until after you have passed away. And if you insist on using a do-it-yourself form, make sure you find a form designed to conform with Texas law, because probate laws differ from state to state. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, and let's talk next to Lucy in Richland Hills. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Hey there.
Well, I have a question. I just need to know if anybody knows of a good restaurant that will be open during Thanksgiving Day. We have decided not to cook, but we're having a hard time finding anything open. Anywhere in Dallas or Fort Worth will be nice.
Well, you've asked, and we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Alyssa in Fort Worth. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was just calling in. I think you had an email make the recommendation, but Slow Bone is by far, I think, the best barbecue in Dallas. And anytime I have friends come in from out of town that aren't from Texas or into the barbecue, that's the place that I take them. They're always in awe.
Great. Alyssa, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You can cast your vote at 800-933-5372 or via email, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Troy in Royce City. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you.
For Pecan Lodge. We've got friends coming in from California, and that's where we're headed in a matter of a few hours.
Very good. All right. Thanks for calling, Troy.
Right on. See ya.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Chelsea tweeted and said the best barbecue, according to Chelsea, is Hard Eight Barbecue in Coppell. So there's a vote for a Coppell distributor, purveyor of the barbecued meats. We had a question from Ron, who actually just stopped me in the hall earlier, the greatness of Ron, and said, how do you get rid of grubs? And I said, well, you know, I think beneficial nematodes is the way to go, because I've heard about that on this radio show. And he said, well, I'll be listening. And so if you know how to get rid of grubs, because Ron says he has a few grubs in his lawn. And of course, we usually hew toward the organic, non-chemical, non-pesticide way here on the Anything Show. So if you have a non-poisonous way to control the grub population, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. We got an email, or we actually had a question last week about, you know, which warehouse club and, you know, Sam's or Costco, and got some answers on that. Paul in North Branch says most Costco's and Sam's have pharmacies. These pharmacies, oh yeah, and the question, by the way, was how do I try one or the other? And we talked a little bit about which things you could buy there without a membership. Paul says these pharmacies, by law, must also sell to the public without membership at the same price. And Paul says, personally, I found Costco prices, prescription drug prices, to be lower than other sources, including the mail. So Paul's voting for Costco. Let's see. We got an email from Vanessa who says there's a list of things you can do and buy at Costco without a membership that looks like Vanessa got off of the web. You can shop via a Costco gift card, which is one thing we heard about. Prescription meds at the pharmacy, which Paul just told us about. You can get your immunization shots or get your eyes checked. Apparently, you can buy alcohol. You can eat at the food court. You can shop at Costco.com. And Vanessa says you can buy buy alcohol. You can browse the store before deciding to join. So I guess you can go and say, hey, I just want to, you know, shop around a little bit and stuff. So there's a couple more answers on that. We also got the question, which we've had a lot before, about barbecue. Not barbecue, but I was just looking at the email, and a barbecue email came in. That's the pitfall of using a digital tablet here. Grackles. The question was about grackles. And Hugh said, grackles flock, forage, and roost together as an evolutionary means of survival from prey. The question was, why are they always clumped in trees together at grocery store parking lots? And Hugh says, more eyes and ears allow them to flee when danger's identified. Often they are found foraging in open fields for seed, insects, etc. daily. As the sun sets, they gather near their roosting trees on power lines, etc. As night falls, they nest in trees for protection from elements. And I guess predators probably until dawn. So, Hugh, thanks for that very much. It's a very succinct and thorough answer. On the Thanksgiving restaurant question, got an email from Charlie who says, Chef Point in Watauga is open on Thanksgiving. And Charlie says there's a menu online. So check out Chef Point in Watauga. We got a call on this, too. Let's go to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Hey.
Go right ahead.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Good. I love your show. I watch it all the time when I'm in the car, or watch it, listen to it. But anyway.
I hope you're not watching it. Wait a minute.
On Thanksgiving, for many years, because I cook off and on, I've found that the only place that I can find open, and we've checked this out for many years, is Black Eyed Pea, mm-hmm. and that's the ones in Fort Worth. I'm not sure about Dallas, but I know the ones in Fort Worth are open on Thanksgiving Day.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. Let's see. We'll run down a couple more best barbecue emails here. Martha says Billy's Oak Acres in West Fort Worth. Billy's Oak Acres. Let's see. Emily says Bartley's Barbecue in Grapevine. Got a vote from Travis for Sonny Bryan's, the original location on at Inwood and Harry Hines next to the Salvation Army. So there's that one. Let's see. We got a couple more here that have come in. We got a couple of calls to get to. Michael says the best is at my house, he says. But since that's by invitation only, he says Heart Eight Barbecue. Michael's in Louisville, and we had one vote for Heart Eight already. Let's see. Maggie says, in Fort Worth, my go-to place for barbecue is Cousins. The original restaurant's on McCart, a few blocks south of I-20. So Maggie votes for Cousins. And let's see. We got a vote from Trey for Heim Barbecue in Fort Worth. H-E-I-M, Heim. He says the owners, husband and wife duo, Travis and Emma Heim, are hardworking and very sweet people. Heim Barbecue in Fort Worth. Let's see. Let's get a couple more, at least one more here on the phone. Let's talk at 800-933-5372 to Brandon in Mesquite. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Barbecue. Pecan Lodge is the best, and that's that. And it's kind of hard because there's always a line, but well worth it.
You say it's worth the wait.
You can smell it with like a 1 mile radius.
All right, great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Let's see. Let's get one more call before we go to the break from Travis in Plano. Hey, Travis.
Hey, the best barbecue?
Yeah.
Not only my opinion, but all of the barbecue owners in Texas voted on each other, and Lockhart Smokehouse was number one. They've got a location in Dallas. I think it's on Davis Street.
Yep.
And they've got a location in downtown Plano on 15th Street. And you better go before they run out of meat, because they stay open until they run out of meat, and that's it.
All right. Hey, Travis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And if you missed it, when the Think Show was in Austin a few weeks ago, we actually talked to Aaron Franklin of Franklin's Famous Barbecue. I added the famous there. It is famous, though. And you can find that podcast and all the Think shows at kera.org/think. Just look for the Aaron Franklin Show. And you can call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But whatever you do, stay with us, because we've got more of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones, 800-933-5372, and talk next to Joseph in Irving. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Great. So I have an answer to the question about what's open for Thanksgiving. And last year, my family and I did not want to cook anything for Thanksgiving either. And so we went to Golden Corral, which is a buffet restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they have an excellent array of Thanksgiving food, they also had other types of food. Sometimes I got a little tired of just regular turkey and stuffing. They also had, like, meatloaf. They had pizza, french fries, things like that. And I thought it was a nice break besides just Thanksgiving food. So there you go.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Let's get another answer on this at 800-933-5372 from Steve in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
Hello. Two more places. Humperdinck's has a traditional turkey dinner, as does Lowry's, along with other things on their menu.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got one tweet about the barbecue question. This is from someone in Denton who says, bet the house barbecue in Denton is their vote. On the Thanksgiving question, Suleika says, go to opentable.com, select the Thanksgiving date, and that will show you the many options of restaurants open. So there's a workaround there. That sounds like a great suggestion. Blaine in Little Elm says Maggiano's is open on Thanksgiving Day and does a four-course family-style menu. Blaine says we've done it before and really enjoyed it, so there's a vote for Maggiano's. Let's see. John says hotels will many times be open for holiday meals. He says the Intercontinental used to have a Thanksgiving buffet. Let's see. This is from Popak, who says Capital Grill and Buca di Beppo, as well as Maggiano's. I believe these are all scheduled to be open on Thanksgiving Day. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Oh, we got another answer on this. Let's talk to Thomas in Denton. Hello, Thomas.
Yeah, hey, Jeff. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Yeah, just another answer for that question about Thanksgiving meal. The Holy Grail Pub in Plano on Preston Road does a four-course beer pairing dinner. They're a nice little pub known for their whiskey and beer selection, and they have a gourmet chef in the back who's been voted best bar food in Dallas by Dallas Observer for 4 years in a row. And on Thanksgiving, they do like a four-course dinner with a beer pairing with each course.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Sid tweeted and said, La Madeleine is great to order ahead and take home to heat up. I don't know if that means they're open on Thanksgiving or not, but and we got sort of the anti-barbecue question from Ryan, who says, I'm vegan and I have trouble finding vegan-inspired restaurants in North Fort Worth. Is there anything similar to Spiral Diner in that area? And let's open it up. We open it up on barbecue. Let's open it up. What's your favorite go-to for the vegans in the audience? I know you're out there. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Linda emailed and says, I've lived in Dallas for about 3 months. How do they charge the toll fees that are marked on the highways? She says, I keep looking for a charge. How do they know who I am? I don't have a Texas tag yet. Well, Linda, they're probably mailing invoices or will be mailing invoices to the address of record on your old on the plates that you still have. So wherever you move from, wherever that car is registered, is where the tolls are going to be sent. Because they have it set up now that you either have the toll tag or you can just they'll just bill you. And I think it costs a little bit more when they bill you, but they will bill you. You might also call. You could probably also call them and you know, give them your license number and find out how to, you know, to pay your account. On the barbecue question, Rayleigh says, take a day trip to Tyler and try Stanley's famous pit barbecue. obviously, in Tyler. Rayleigh says it's worth the trip. John in Dallas says Denny's does a Thanksgiving spread, and they're always open. Let's see. Holly says for restaurants open on Thanksgiving, I've been to the Keg Steakhouse, and I've also had luck, Holly says, with Vietnamese restaurants, and Holly's favorite is Pho Pasteur in Arlington. So the Keg Steakhouse and Pho Pasteur in Arlington. Let's see. We got another one from Tammy who says Tejas de Brazil is open on Thanksgiving. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Matthew in Fort Worth. Hello, Matthew.
How's it going?
It's going well.
I had a kind of an answer about the grub problem that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Beneficial nematodes is the best route to go as far as controlling your grub population organically. But most people who actually see grubs in the ground don't have a big enough problem to treat with nematodes in the first place. Grub worms are actually the larva of what people know as June bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of disperse their larva and their eggs all over the place. So unless you're digging and you see a pretty substantial amount of grub worms in the ground, there's really not a need to treat in the first place. You'd be better off kind of using fertilizers and mulch and compost in order to make your plants healthier rather than treating with something that's kind of unnecessary.
What's a substantial quantity of grub worms in the ground? Like whole big, huge rafts of them?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find like a colony of them per se. But I mean, if you're digging in a well-worked area that you're in pretty often and you're seeing more and more of them than you typically see,
mm-hmm.
Then that's whenever I would treat with your nematodes. If you're working in the garden and you happen to find like half a dozen in an hour or so, you don't have a big enough grub problem to treat.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Terry in Dallas. Hello, Terry.
Hey, thanks for your show. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to get a good answer to the barbecue question and tell
sure.
everyone they can never, ever go wrong if they go down to Off the Bone on Lamar, downtown near the old Sears building. It's called Southside Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And every rib that they have is just what it says. You just shake the meat off the bone. It's great food, and it's very low priced. And they just expanded for the third time to accommodate their growth.
Great. Off the Bone. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Let's get a vote on this from John in Frisco. Hello, John.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. So I've got a couple of comments, I guess. So in regards to the barbecue, I agree with all of your callers. There's not really a bad place in North Texas, but there is kind of a hidden gem called Meshack's, which is not really a restaurant, but it's a walk-up gas station that's been converted to a barbecue place in Garland that has been rated numerous times by Dallas Magazine. It's phenomenal. You can't eat there. So you have to take it with you, and it's extremely inexpensive. So there's a hidden gem, as well as the woman, Linda, I think she called in about the toll tag or the tollways.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest she get in front of that because it will only get worse now because I think in Texas it's now you can be pulled over as an offense for excessive non-fees. So she probably wants to get in front of that. And then in the Thanksgiving thing, let's go for the trifecta. Season 52, they are over Thanksgiving, and there's always the fallback. If you've had too much turkey, Waffle Houses are always open on Thanksgiving.
Hey, that's great. All right. Cool. Thanks, John.
Nothing like bacon and eggs. Thanks, Jeff. Keep it up.
Or waffles. Thanks for calling, John. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Who knew there were so many barbecue places? This is from someone who said Rudy's Barbecue. Nearest is Frisco, but they are all up and down I-35 in Texas. Let's see. We got on the Thanksgiving question, T says that Buzz Brews Kitchen, all four Dallas locations, 24 hours, and every day of the year, holidays especially. So Buzz Brews is the vote from T. Let's see. On the barbecue question, Paul says the Texas Barbecue Posse has a great page on Facebook that reviews Texas barbecue. So check out those suggestions there. Let's see. Trina says on the grubs question, milky spore, neem oil mixed with water, or beneficial nematodes. The nematodes also naturally help with fleas. So there is that suggestion. Daniel emailed with a question. Can anyone explain the history and the route of the faded blue signs of the 81 North bike route? The closest one to me is in the L Streets neighborhood of Lake Highlands. Does anybody know the history? Well, there are actually bike routes all over Dallas that were put together. I mean, I think you can probably go on the City of Dallas website and look for, now I'm going to change my pronunciation and say bike routes, because they've been there for decades. They're not bike lanes. They're just suggested routes that you would use to cycle around the city. So you might be able to find, information about them in general. I don't know that 81N bike route is more special than any of the others. Maybe somebody will know. Ella and Prosper asked this last week and asks again, do I need to remove the holly bushes from my flower beds because a friend told me they will put roots down and break into the sewer lines? Does anyone know if that is actually a problem I need to worry about? Ella and Prosper asks. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Harrison in Richardson. Hello, Harrison.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, good, good. So I'm going to, give my opinion on the barbecue. My wife and I, we moved here from North Carolina in December, so I already have a big predisposition against Texas barbecue versus Eastern North Carolina barbecue. When I moved here, we went to several different places, like Rudy's, I've heard on the phone and whatnot. But I would say if someone who's moving here from out of town, the best welcome to Texas barbecue would be Pecan Lodge. It's fantastic barbecue. You do have to wait a while, but get there at 10:30 and you can be in line enough to be able to not have to wait too long. And I will say for the Thanksgiving, it was open. Since my wife and I just moved here, our house is open for Thanksgiving. Anybody wants to come over, you're more than welcome to.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Let's see. We got an email from On, who says, Backcountry Barbecue, just north of Park Lane on Greenville Avenue, on the east side between Park Lane and Holly Hill. On votes for Backcountry Barbecue. Let's see. We had an answer on Thanksgiving from Barbara, who says, Highland Park Cafeteria, now in Casa Linda Plaza at Buckner and Garland Road, is always open on Thanksgiving. But expect lines out the door and down the block. They also take orders starting next week for any and all parts of a Thanksgiving dinner for pickup before Thanksgiving for those who'd prefer to eat at home but don't want to do the cooking. And Barbara also says the best source for information for any and all landscape-related questions is aggiehorticulture.org, maintained by Texas A&M. So that's just a suggestion from Barbara. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Mike calling from Dallas. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey there.
Princey Italia is open for Thanksgiving. And also there are some wine bars called Crew, C-R-U. They're also open on Thanksgiving Day.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
We got an email at anything@kera.org from Alvaro, who says, how far away or close to a neighbor's fence can I plant? Are there city codes for that? There may be, depending on if you're in a neighborhood as a homeowners association, there may be bylaws that prohibit you putting plantings too close or to somebody's fence. Not knowing where you live, you might check and see, are there bylaws on that? Or you can probably call your city and find out if that is the case. Scott wants to know, why is it that so many road repair projects get started and then get about half finished and then stop with weeks or sometimes months going by before they start again? He says, the road repair project by the White Rock Lake Spillway is just one example, but I see this frequently. Why does that happen? 800-933-5372. Let's go next to Frank in Duncanville. Hello, Frank.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, strange question.
Mm-hmm.
oxtails. Are you familiar with them?
Sure. I mean, not intimately, but yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the rest of the oxen served anywhere in Texas? Or is that really part of the cow, the oxtail?
It's a good question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. From the inbox, anything at kera.org. On the vegan restaurant question, Travis says Cosmic Cafe off Oak Lawn has vegan. Let's see. We got a couple of votes from that. James also chimed in on that. Let's see. Billy says 7 Mile Cafe in Highland Village has a lot of vegan options on the vegan list of restaurants. And let's see. I think we got... I think that's it right now on the vegan. We're taking your, you know, your barbecue votes this hour, but we're also taking, because we actually got a question, your vegan, North Texas vegan restaurant suggestions as well. And we're also looking for places, I can't remember who originally asked it, restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving. Sean in Coppell says Kalachandi's is always open on Thanksgiving with Sean says, a delicious vegetarian spread. And they have vegan, too, there. They usually have, like, two things that have dairy in them, and then everything else is vegan at Kalachandi's. So that is another – that's a twofer there. We got the Thanksgiving question and the vegan one. And let's see. A couple more barbecue suggestions. Let's see. This is from Cindy, who says – the best and most authentic barbecue is currently available only for catering, Cindy tells us, and it's called DWP Barbecue. DWP, as in Paul Barbecue. She says they're on Facebook. Let's see. And this is from Jeff. Is this from Jeff? No, this is from Ciara, who says the number one place, according to Ciara, is what's it called? Number one place in Dallas is The New Place in Town at 18th and Vine on Maple and Oak Lawn. So, there you go. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Sue emailed wondering, how can I deter the squirrels from digging in my flower pots? They especially like my pansies. Does anybody have any recommendation? And let's see, we got an email from Richard in Fort Worth who says, have you noticed that some highways produce much more tire or road noise than others? He says the worst example of this is the concrete surface on some parts of Loop 820 in Fort Worth. Asphalt is much quieter. Is this some type of surface treatment? The noise is so loud, he says, I can't hear KERA. Well, we'll see if we get an answer on that. I think it's probably the concrete. It's probably grooved. And that's where it's coming from, but we'll see if somebody knows. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Ian in Richardson. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
All right. Actually, I didn't have an answer about the veggie question.
Okay.
There's a place off of the northwest corner of Arapahoe and Custer called the Veggie Garden. That's a really good, vegan place.
Great.
And I would really appreciate it. Actually, Jeff, I'd asked you about this before. I never did get an answer. This is like last year sometime. I'm seeing a lot of dead pigeons around without their heads. I've been curious about that for a while.
So you're just wondering who or what is taking the pigeons' heads?
Exactly. Is something going on exactly with that, or is it just maybe a cat or something? Cats are doing it. I don't know. It's really an odd phenomenon because I've seen it. I work downtown and I live in Richardson, but I've seen them about, you know, quite a bit. I mean, not everywhere, but you know when.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open. Anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We've got a tweet here from somebody who says regarding the holly roots or other tree roots. We have the hollies, and two plumbers told us, this person, Emily, it looks like it's Emily, tweeted me. Two plumbers told us to use a cup of rock salt in each toilet once a month to naturally burn the roots. So, there's a suggestion from Emily. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Tyler in Denton. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing well.
I was also calling about the holly bush.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about holly specifically. Any roots from bushes or trees could potentially affect your sewer lines,
mm-hmm.
but really it's the older sewer lines that you'd be concerned about. PVC, anything that's pretty much installed since the 80s is going to be PVC or some sort of plastic. They're not really prone to damage by roots, but before that there were a lot of clay pipes, and a small crack in the clay can let roots in, and that really can damage your line. So if you have an older house, older sewer service line, you might want to keep those bushes and trees clear.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Anytime.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got another email about this. Tammy suggests that, yes, you remove holly bushes near water lines. She says, I had to deal with the situation. It was very expensive. We got an email on veggie restaurant options from Marco, who says Spiral Diner is excellent. They have locations in Dallas and Fort Worth. And we'd already had that one mentioned. But Marco, who's in McKinney, says Afra in Richardson also has a lot of tasty vegan options on their buffet. A-F-R-A-H, Afra in Richardson. We got an answer on the oxtail question from Daniel, who emailed us at anything@kera.org. And Daniel says, oxtail is a culinary and butcher's term for cowtail. It is not a reference to oxen. When you see oxtail at the store, at the butcher's counter, or in a restaurant, it is actually referring to the tail of a cow. And yes, I think as we've pointed out on this very show, the rest of the cow does indeed get consumed all over the area. Let's see. Emily asks, is there an event calendar that lists all of the events and festivals in the DFW area? There certainly does happen to be one, and it's housed right here in the building at artandseek.org. Go to artandseek.org, and you can find events, arts-related events, festival-related events, all that kind of stuff. It's all there, artandseek.org. Here is one of my favorite kinds of questions, and this comes in from Brandon, who says, where should my wife and I venture off to for a three-day Texas getaway? He says, preferably a bed and breakfast. Does anybody have a recommendation for 3 days, a three-day Texas getaway for Brandon and his wife? And then question two, he says, with question number one in mind, where is Texas's best mac and cheese? So a three-day getaway, preferably, I guess, for Brandon, with some good mac and cheese nearby. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Karen calling from Dallas. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you bet.
I'm calling about sort of a foundation and a warranty issue that I had some questions about. I bought a house about 3 years ago in Dallas, and I've been having some problems with the foundation, so I called the company that put the foundation in about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lifetime warranty. It's in the contract, which I have, and it says for the first 10 years we'll replace anything that goes wrong with the piers, and then after that it'll cost $75 a year. So I called them, and they said, we just want to let you know that our company was bought by someone else,
mm-hmm.
still operating under the same name, but we no longer will honor our warranty. And I said, but it's a lifetime warranty. And they said, well, not anymore. And I just wondered if that was legal or possible, or if I'm just getting sort of the, you know, wool pulled over my eyes here. I thought maybe you might have some smart person who listens to KERA who could answer that for me.
All right, well, we'll give it a shot. We've got about 8 minutes today, and maybe we'll get an answer for you in that time or maybe next week. And you might also, you know, it sounds like it might be something you want to talk to an attorney about, perhaps.
Yeah. So, I just don't know if it's a possibility, if you can really sell a company and then your just warranties all go away, even though you're still operating under the same name. I thought somebody could, that's just a yes or no answer.
Right.
If it's a real issue, I'll have to contact
you. Yeah, sure. Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is April in Fort Worth. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hey there.
I was wondering if anyone could give me advice on how to get an expedited Social Security card. We had a fire, and my Social Security card was lost, and I need one for a job. And I'd rather not have to wait however many weeks you have to wait.
Right.
So if anybody knows a way to get one expedited, I would appreciate it.
I would imagine that there might be some kind of information on that on the Social Security Administration website.
Yeah.
But it sounds like if you had a, I mean, and so sorry to hear about the fire,
it
might be tough for you to access the web as well right now. So.
Well, no, I'm good with that.
Okay.
It's just, I would like to be able to get it quicker
than
they're able to turn it around.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I may not be able to, but.
We'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
All right.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a mac and cheese answer from Judy in Irving, who says chicken scratch has the best mac and cheese. And I think that's in West Dallas on West Commerce at Pittman, I think. And although I don't know, I mean, I guess you could go, the Belmont Hotel is right up the street there. And I guess you could do a 3-day Texas getaway at the Belmont Hotel and then, you know, saunter down to Chicken Scratch, which is about 2 blocks away for some mac and cheese. Holly tweeted me and says Fork in the Road in Arlington has the best mac and cheese. She says they call it crack and cheese. Let's see. Greg says DFW's only vegan Mexican restaurant is located in Arlington's College Park District. And it's called La Blue Casa, a vegan Mexican food restaurant in Arlington, La Blue Casa. John tweeted me and says, my cat likes to eat the heads off birds and mice when he catches them. He says, I'm concerned he might be a zombie. That was my first thought, too, on the pigeons. It might be a cat thing. But this is from Derek, who says, hey, Jeff, like one of your recent callers, and Derek emailed us at anything at kera.org, like one of your recent callers, in the past few years, I've seen a number of headless birds. He says it's a bit upsetting. Twice, he says, I actually saw it happening in action, and it was a blue jay both times. He says, in fact, blue jays are known to occasionally be completely vicious jerks to other birds. So Derek blames the blue jays. Let's see, we got an email from Jose, who says Keene, Texas, has a few vegan restaurants. There's a big vegan and or vegetarian community there in Keene. So there's a suggestion there. On the squirrels, Harold and McKinney says, I'm not sure about squirrels, but it works for cats. Put volcanic pumice stone on top of the soil of your flower pots. And he says that's available at Home Depot. We got a couple of calls about this, too. Let's talk next to Robert calling from Burleson. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
I've got that answer about the squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
If she'll go to a sporting goods store and get either fox urine or a predator's urine, it comes in small bottles, and it just takes a drop or two, and that will chase the squirrels out really quick because they are the prey of, say, foxes or bobcats or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay, and I've got an answer for the lady who needs the Social Security ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
if she'll call the Social Security office and make an appointment and make sure she takes either her driver's her birth certificate, or a copy of it, or her passport, they'll make it on the spot.
Oh, wow. So they know, they deal with this pretty quickly there.
Yes, because I just had that done.
Okay. So you just have to make the appointment. They take care of it.
That's the best way. Otherwise, you're going to be there for hours.
Okay. Yeah, making an appointment seems to always be a better idea.
Yeah, but, I mean, my wife was able to get, she had lost hers, and, it was done instantly because we had her passport, and we walked out with it.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, Robert.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. We got an email from Raul who says, water down Tabasco sauce and spray it near the border of the plants or on the flowers. He says, squirrels will taste it. But the birds can't, so you can use this on bird seeds, too. So there is that suggestion. We had the mac and cheese recommendation. And let's see, big surprise, since we talked about barbecue the first 40 minutes of the show today, Antoinette recommends Lockhart's Smokehouse for mac and cheese. On the noisy pavement question, Warren says, TxDOT is testing a quieter pavement to reduce noise to residents adjacent to roadway. And they're doing it on I-30 just west of Hampton. You can see the pavement change color, and that's where they're doing the test. So there is maybe a future for those hoping for a quieter road surface. And let's see, we got another one on this from Daryl who says, the road noise is the result of the road surface texture, and the vehicle speed, and the tire tread pattern. He says, when the road texture is rougher, the amount of noise generated is a function of the match slash mismatch of the road pattern with the tire pattern. When these resonate, you get loud tire noises that may be further increased by the resonance of the vehicle body. And let's see, I wanted to get one more that came in here before we run out of time. This is from Regina, who says, I'm working on a project and wanted to know where in the Metroplex I can find leather pieces or leather scraps cheap. She says I need pieces about 12 by 12, or maybe she needs 12 pieces. And let's see. On the three-day getaway, Rajiv recommends Fredericksburg in the Hill Country. He says Fredericksburg has a lot of B&Bs, wine tasting, and great restaurants. On the Social Security card question, Kirk says, take a certified copy of your birth certificate to a local Social Security office and they'll print one out for you right there. And one more on the mac and cheese. Patricia says, all-time best white cheddar, white truffle mac and cheese at the Cock and Bull Pub in Lakewood in Dallas. Well, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered today by Alan Roberts and Eric Bright. They high-fived right at the bottom of the hour. And traded places. And of course, Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Find it at kera.org/anything. There's a subscribe button at the top of the page, and you can also just listen to the last 10 hours there. And you know where to find us. Email us at anything@kera.org. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in. And y'all all have a very safe and fun weekend, and we'll see you next week.